USA News. I'm Richard Johnson.
It's easy to find reasons to vote against this compromise bill because it's got something that everybody doesn't like.
But Connecticut Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton says the other choice is a horrible choice.
The alternative, pushing our country into a catastrophic default, is terrible for everybody.
Still, several Democrats on the far left plan to vote no when the debt ceiling and spending rollback bill comes to the House floor tonight. So do several far-right Republicans, like Arizona's Andy Biggs. He tells Fox News,
I don't view this as a victory for us. I view this as kind of a very, as I said yesterday, it's a monstrosity. I think it's a real problem and will be a continuing problem for us.
The Treasury Secretary says without a debt ceiling increase, the federal government will begin defaulting on bills by Monday. Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart says he's stepping down because of his wife's health issues. Stewart has served Utah's 2nd District for 10 years. Yet another name will enter the GOP presidential race. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will launch his campaign next week during a town hall in New Hampshire. And here's a sign that former Vice President Mike Pence may be close to joining the fight. He's canceled a planned appearance at next week's Georgia State Republican Convention. The party chair says Pence is planning a town hall at which he will announce his future plans. Oklahoma's Supreme Court says a woman has the inherent right to terminate a pregnancy if her life is in danger. This in the court striking down two anti-abortion bills as unconstitutional. One person is dead after an explosion at a power plant outside Houston. A boiler exploded at that plant in Franklin, Texas. And crews in Davenport, Iowa will not demolish an apartment building just yet, as five people remain missing after the structure partially collapsed last week. The mayor says they believe two of the missing might be in the rubble. This is USA News.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Police in Millburn, New Jersey are searching for two suspects in a terrifying attack on a mailman earlier this month.
The mail carrier, whose name has not been released, was chased, jumped, and punched by two men while delivering the mail midday May 12th. He flagged down a car for help. The letter carrier told police his attackers were lying in wait and got what they were after.
They took the arrow key.
That's the key for the blue post office boxes around Millburn. The mailman had been on the job for just 2 days. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
The youngest and one of the last surviving members of the cult led by Charles Manson is closer to getting out of prison on parole. Leslie Van Houten admitted to taking part in one of the Manson cult's murders in 1969. She served 54 years of a life sentence. California Governor Gavin Newsom has blocked Van Houten's parole in the past, saying the 73-year-old is still dangerous. An appeals court's now reversed Newsom's decision. If he doesn't appeal, Van Houten could be out in a few weeks. A new survey suggests most teachers in the USA would feel less safe if they were armed. The nonpartisan RAND Corporation surveyed teachers all over the country, and only 1 in 5 said they think schools would be safer with armed teachers. Most said schools would be less safe, and that active shooters are not their top safety concern. Most put bullying and cyberbullying at the top of the list. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.